So the first word to reflect on was forgiveness. Could you see how that connects to our compassion training?
Yes. Normally you actually have to forgive them. Forgiving is love. And it heals it. And then only can you give compassion. Anyway,
absolutely. And what is the experience when we forgive? What do we feel?
It's love.
The heart opens up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a letting go.
A letting go. That's so important, eh?
Yeah,
what are we letting go of?
Grudges.
Excellent. Resentment. Yes. Isn't that the biggest obstacle? Resentment. It's interesting in the teachings on how to prepare for death. There are two major issues everybody is advised to deal with, which prevent a peaceful and creative death. One is resentment, and one is clinging to possessions. And resentment is a subtle, deep holding in the mind, isn't it? Not wanting to let things flow away, and therefore preventing us moving forward and blossoming.
The word comes from to feel again, blessing. To feel again.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
The same.
Yeah. Resent, yes. So it frees you to feel again, doesn't it? Oh, that's lovely, thank you. Yeah. What happens when you actually contemplate forgiving? Forgiving yourself or forgiving others?
Resistance.
Excellent. Why is there resistance?
Because I don't want to give up. This is very nice.
Exactly so. There's actually a feel of, I'm going to lose something. Have you noticed that? If I forgive, it's almost as though I'm going to lose a position. It's like I have to abandon a position. Well, I'm not sure if it's only control. I think that's there, yeah.
I think in a sense of those resentments are the things that you hold on to motivate yourself. Because very often, you know, you hold slights against people or you say, well, the world treated me badly and therefore I'm now going to get my own back and
yeah.
do this and this and this.
Yeah.
And you know, if you let go of that, then all of a sudden, a lot of what you've actually been building your own constructs on are gone.
Yeah.
And you actually have to see things, you know, stripped away from those resentments. You have to see them for what they are.
Yes. Yes, it can remove a large part of one's way of being in the world, can't it? Yeah.
So is there a projective element?
What would you think? I think it's massive.
Yeah.
Massive. Because it leads to the mentality of this is poor me against the world. And therefore, because the world has done bad things to me, I'm now entitled to do bad things to the world.
Forgiveness leads to like a higher, much greater level of understanding.
I think so, doesn't it?
Yeah. But one question I wanted to ask is like, let's say you have a family member and they behave consistently the same way time and time and time again. But, I mean, you can forgive them in the beginning, but then consistently they don't change and they don't change.
Yeah.
You have to accept from the beginning and forgive them at that point and just be open towards them all the way through and just accept how they're going to behave.
What other options do you have?
It's just when you confronted with it all the time.
I know.
You know, it's not just a conscious process. It hurts a bit.
Yeah, true enough. But you know, there's an element of pragmatism here, I think, isn't there? Sometimes we're in situations where there actually isn't anything we can do objectively. Therefore, we're faced with the awful prospect of having to learn from it.
But that pain, you need to feel that pain, otherwise you can become disassociated.
Correct. Yeah, that's why we started off this whole process of getting in touch with our feelings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, could it become almost a self-fulfilling habit?
What?
Why is it difficult to let go of these painful events? Or why do we hang on to them? Is it because it becomes habitual after a while? If it's not there anymore and you're able to let it go, then there's no drama anymore.
Yeah.
Why is it that we do this constantly?
Well, do you do it?
It's actually odd because when you let go of everything, you're literally happy kind of thing. You're not sure how to deal with that because now there's no drama anymore.
That's true. And some of us are addicted to the drama, aren't we?
Yeah. So is it because it's a habit? And is that where the mindfulness and the thought patterns can help?
I think so, don't you?
The habits?
I think so. Because everything we're looking at comes down to habitual tendencies. And the basic habitual tendency is this egocentric grasping process, locked into preference. And this forgiveness cuts right across all of that, doesn't it? And then there's this alarming prospect of being free and happy. And it's paradoxical, isn't it? Because at one level we long to be happy and free, but then when it's there, we suddenly think, oh my, what am I going to do now? Yeah. Go for it.
I was wondering if there was a bargaining element with forgiveness.
Yes.
That, you know, that sort of exchange of I'll forgive you if you forgive me sort of element.
Yes.
Because it struck me that with atonement, atonement, for me, is recognizing and taking responsibility for your actions and making reparation irrespective of what the other person does.
Excellent, yes. That's brilliant. Thank you for putting it so clearly.
So for me...
So there's no deal, is there?
No deal.
Yeah.
But with forgiveness, there's a kind of cozy-ish sort of thing. Maybe that...
Well, what about when you're forgiving yourself? Because this was Brian's point, wasn't it? You know, that was Brian's first question.
Yes, yes.
Does it start with forgiving myself? Where's the deal there?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to know, would ignorance actually be composed of non-forgiveness? Could that be an element in ignorance?
I think so. I think non-forgiveness is a big element in ignorance. Mm. Well, I'm not sure that it starts there, but it's an anchoring emotion.
Okay. I thought it might be the prime factor in ignorance, that happened. We didn't forgive something or someone. It was something we didn't forgive, and that materialized.
It could be part of it, but the basis of ignorance is fundamental not wanting to see things as they really are.
Okay. Well, I have not seen things as they really are.
Yeah.
So when you see things as they really are, then forgiveness just comes naturally. Because
I would think so,
else.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, we're exploring it together. But
yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to me that these elements are all connected at a very deep level.
I think forgiveness, like you were saying about compassion, begins with the self-compassion.
Yes.
Self-forgiveness.
I think
so. And the root of that being acceptance, being the,
yes,
the key element before there can be any forgiveness.
Right. And this is why we started the course the way we did, looking at the areas of ourselves and life that we don't accept. Because until we do that, we don't realize how profoundly we are locked into non-acceptance due to preference. So when we start working this area, the whole issue of acceptance, forgiveness, atonement, resentment, all become very, very clearly exposed, I think.
Rob, maybe it's also to the point that Brian made earlier about forgiving yourself, but who do you forgive? In the sense that you can build all of these resentments, and they're based on what you perceive as slights or, you know, ways in which other people have treated you.
Yeah.
But, you know, and maybe this gets to the atonement point, but if you're going to go to all of those people and say, look, I forgive you for having been nasty to me.
Yes.
And they, what are you talking about?
Yes.
They've got no sense of that. So,
right.
And if you're doing that, aren't you in a way also then still projecting in terms of saying, look, it's because of you that these things have happened to me, and it's your bad behavior, and what you really need to be doing is forgiving yourself.
Yes.
In a sense.
So you don't go to the other people and say, I forgive you.
No.
Because, you know, your point's a very good one. They will, in all probability, look at you in amazement and say, oh, really? You know, why? So we're really looking at freeing our own minds from deluded projection and misunderstanding and all the rest of it. But we're looking at this fundamental issue of how the mind locks into resentments and holds them as something precious. And a huge number of issues spread from that. And basically what it does is it locks the mind and closes it down. And therefore, our ability to be open to our own positive qualities is obstructed. It's almost as though the resentment forbids the presence of positive conditions. It's like a forbidding. It says, no, you've got no place here because I'm so busy with this issue. And this issue takes priority over all others.